and this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At an economic summit in China, President Obama is turning attention to the Islamic State, consulting with the leaders of Turkey and Britain, important allies with their own challenges at home. Also, Mr. Obama is scheduled today for his first meeting with Theresa May, the new British Prime Minister. Mr. Obama arrived Saturday in Hangzhou for the G20 gathering when he and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced they had committed their nations to a landmark climate deal that was brokered last year in Paris.
The growing threat of climate change could define the contours of this century more dramatically than any other challenge. One of the reasons I ran for this office was to make sure that America does its part to protect this planet for future generations.
China and the U.S. represents the world's two biggest carbon dioxide emitters. They have formally submitted documents marking their commitment. This puts the climate deal closer to taking effect, potentially by year's end. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader, Mir Qasem Ali, who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Meantime, Bangladesh has seen an increase in militant attacks, including the assault on a Dhaka cafe where 20 were killed, most of them foreigners. Turkey has sent more tanks into northern Syrian villages to support Syrian rebel fighters against the Islamic State. At least 20 tanks, 5 armored personnel carriers, trucks, other armored vehicles crossed the border, marking Turkey's second incursion since it launched its so-called Euphrates Shield back on August 24th. This is VOA News. UN Refugee Agency is estimating nearly 4,200 people have died or gone missing while crossing the Mediterranean in the last year, trying to escape fighting and difficult situations in their home countries. During the first 8 months of this year, the agency reports more than 280,000 people have made the sea crossing to Europe. Number of arrivals in Greece has practically dried up following the implementation of a European Union-Turkey accord under which migrants are prevented from leaving Turkish shores, but the numbers leaving Libya for Italy remain high. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the change in the migration pattern has caused a spike in the number of casualties.
So far this year, one person has died for every 42 crossing from North Africa to Italy, compared to one in every 52 last year. This makes 2016, to date, the deadliest year on record in the Central Mediterranean. The chances of dying on the Libya to Italy route are 10 times higher than when crossing from Turkey to Greece.
Meanwhile, the UN Children's Fund estimates around 500,000 refugee and migrant children have fallen prey to smugglers. Vatican hosting a ceremony today where Pope Francis will lead the canonization service for Mother Teresa in front of St. Peter's Basilica. Speaking to thousands of lay volunteers from around the world, including firefighters and volunteers who rescued survivors from the August 24th earthquake in central Italy, Pope Francis said Saturday that Mother Teresa deserves sainthood.
Imitiamo anche noi l'esempio.
He also said, in referring to the public servants, let us imitate their example as we ask to be humble instruments of God in order to alleviate the world's suffering and to share the joy, he says, and hope of the resurrection. Mother Teresa, Nobel Peace Prize winner, was known during her lifetime as the Saint of the Gutters for her work among the poorest of the poor in India, arriving in Calcutta in 1929. When she died in 1997 at the age of 87, Mother Teresa's only possessions were her Bible, her prayer beads, and her sari. Voters in Hong Kong going to the polls today for what some describe as the city's most crucial election since the handover from Britain in 1997. Vote for lawmakers and the Legislative Council is the first since the 2014 pro-democracy street protest. At stake is the power to keep the city's widely unpopular Beijing-backed leader, Leung Chun-ying. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.